Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thank you, Omaha Chap House, two locations in Omaha, for bringing us a bunch of great food as they do every week.
Hell yeah.
Check them out if you're in this area, Omaha Tap House, in the Omaha area, I should say. And they brought me and Todd a couple big, huge cans of Pilsner, some German Pilsner. It's a, what is it? A
5 liter.
Five, what is it?
5 liter.
A 5 liter can, which comes with a little, like wine in a box.
It's a
hole
mini
on the
keg.
Side, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a mini keg.
Yeah.
It's so. A pony keg.
Looking forward to drinking.
However, you say pony in German.
Yeah.
Pony.
You're the one that took German.
You're our current.
You're the German
resident,
expert in this show.
Yeah, I'm resident
it's
expert.
It's a low bar.
I've forgotten quite a bit of it.
But if you remember any of it, it's more than me.
No, I don't even remember how to say horse in German.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pronounced pony.
Pony, okay.
All right.
Trent on the email is all in on CrossFit for Jesus.
I'm sure that exists.
Sending
by the
a
way.
Check now. And
that exists.
We'll start with T-shirts, yeah. And then
you do curls on a cross.
No. Yeah. Right along the river somewhere here, we'll build the CrossFit Cathedral.
Oh,
it'll be a massive
waste of money.
Expanse.
Oh, that's the Ricketts thing. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
With yeah. Every yeah. Possible form of CrossFit, yeah. Room for everybody, yeah. Including the day Jesus decides to drop in.
Yeah,
suck it, Jesus.
Oh, that's see.
Why would you say that, Craig?
I
right
wouldn't.
There. That makes no sense right
I
there.
I would not say that.
Yeah, right there.
It's not even an exercise.
I know.
It doesn't even fit in the CrossFit regime.
I would not say that.
Sucking it is not part of CrossFit.
But it should be. Diamond Dallas Page later on going to phone the program. Chad Zumach in the studio.
Hundreds of Arab Christians are outraged about a sculpture on display at the Haifa Museum of Art in Israel. They are calling the artwork named McJesus blasphemous.
Oh, I saw this.
It shows Ronald McDonald crucified.
Why? Oh, wow. It's a piece of art. I don't care, but why? Why Ronald McDonald? It's a piece of art.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's art.
Got it.
Yeah. Why crucify?
I think it has more to do with exploitation and
yeah.
commercialism and
yeah.
things like that.
Right.
Now then.
So you're saying they're making a statement.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
Now, this particular piece of art, I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't, but I can picture it, though.
Yeah, and it looks like that.
Are there holes through Ronald's hands?
I didn't look that carefully.
Okay.
I don't think you can see. I saw the picture. I don't know if there was that much detail.
So this just started to be an uproar here recently.
Mm-hmm.
They have had this piece of art there for months. It's been there for a long time. It has been on tour all over Europe and Asia. No one has said anything until now. And they're not sure why right. they are saying anything
took
now.
One person.
It's just starting to be a deal right. now. Now, yes, you can say it's blasphemous, this, that, and the other thing. But at the same time, these people are considering it art. No one has cared because the places it's been to, they aren't necessarily as Christian as,
sure.
say, a lot of other places
that's
are.
That's probably it, right?
If they had Muhammad up on the cross.
And even now, this is in Israel.
I don't know where I saw a cartoon recently.
And Todd's right.
It shows Christ on the cross, and it has God down looking up at him, and he's yelling. I just read this recently. Funny cartoon. What kind of magazine I was reading? I'm not sure. It might have been online. It said... you're getting crucified out there. And he goes, and Jesus says to God, Shut up, Dad. You're not the coach. Now, that's funny. You Christers, that's got to be funny. Yeah. Is that funny? Because yeah, that's what you said. You're getting your ass kicked out on the field. You're getting crucified out there. That's been said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, Dad. You're not the coach.
That probably came out in some U Sports newsletter. They would enjoy that kind of cartoon.
I don't know where I was reading it. I don't have Hustler at home. Yeah, it was a U Sports thing. Right?
Yeah. It's called Shut Up, Dad. You're not the coach.
Yeah, you're right. Right. They do a lot of those kind of stuff, yeah.
In fact, they should have signs all over baseball fields and basketball courts that say, shut up, you're not the coach.
Well, there are...
Shut up, Dad.
There is a sign you'll see. This is
nationwide. Shut up, Mom.
Nationwide, it'll say, it's usually at a Little League baseball field. And it says, I'm paraphrasing, it says, I've seen it online, I've also seen it in person. There's a field around here has it up. Nobody's getting a scholarship today. Nobody is. There are no pro contracts signed today. Just list all these things. He says, just watch your kids play ball. It's Little League fields.
Can they put those up in basketball gyms too?
They should. You've been around, right?
Oh, I've had the need for those signs the last few weeks.
How about the swimming pools? Does your daughter still swim competitively?
No, she doesn't do the swim meets.
Okay.
No, but she's into basketball right now, and third and fourth grade girls basketball, it's not that big a deal, people.
No, but when
shut up,
yeah.
Stop yelling at the ref that's making $9 an hour.
Not even that, if that.
No, they get paid per game. They get paid more than that.
Whatever, it's still.
No, I'm not saying that at that age, you're right.
It's not worth it.
Don't yell at the ref. I mean, I yell at refs, but I'm watching a bigger school. I don't yell as much as another guy does, but it's like at least grown boys playing basketball, and I get that. But I've been through little girl basketball. You don't yell at refs.
No.
Right.
They're no.
Yeah. Not third and fourth grade girls basketball.
No.
Yeah. Got to wait till they're, what, fifth? Before they start yelling at them?
Well, high school refs get yelled at all the time. That's
you wait
just,
till they're still, pros, and you get
they do. Don't tell me they don't, man.
You
they
troll
do.
Them.
No, I'm not saying they don't. Yeah. I'm saying it's kind of unnecessary. Yeah, yeah.
You troll that Blakeman.
You get what you get.
Oh, you
as far as referees go.
Oh, you can troll Blakeman if you want.
Oh, yeah. I do all the time.
Yeah, well, you can yell at Blakeman on Sunday. He's a paid ref, Blakeman.
He's heard it all before.
More of the Deadpool players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing. They include but are not limited to Dilly Dilly Dilly, Dirt and Daddy.
In the morning.
DJ Spank Bank.
Ooh.
Wait, there's three dillies?
I don't think I gets hired much for weddings.
I don't
Please
know.
Welcome DJ Spank Bank. And he's looking around the crowd. He's going, yep, you're in there.
He might get hired for stripper parties or something like that. Yeah.
He probably bags a lot of bridesmaids.
Yeah, you're in my spank.
Doc Mina's Lube Monkey gets a hit. Doc Mina's Pillow Fight Club gets a hit.
Yeah, she does.
Doc Mina's Porn List.
That's Dr. Mina's oil change shop.
What was her email chain yesterday? What was she bitching about? Oh, she showed her Harvard diploma, right? No, she showed her Yale diploma.
Both of them. One of them wasn't spelled correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Like Latin.
That's what they say.
It wasn't Latin.
That's what they say. They put a bunch of letters together, tell you it's Latin, and you're supposed to buy it.
Right. It's a bunch of New Haven gibberish.
That's what it really is.
Yeah.
We know better than those damn scientists.
That's what I told her. Don't try to get over on us.
Double Dong Tug of War gets a hit, as does Downloading Porn with Dave. Dr. Mina's Anal Beads gets a hit. Dr. Mina's Dump Button gets a hit. Dr. Mina's Potty Mouth. I don't get this one. Dr. Mina. Oh, man.
You afraid to say it?
I am, because, I mean, the way it looks right here, it looks fine, but I've got to be missing something.
Right.
It's one of those.
Go ahead.
Dr. Mina's Pouch of Douglas.
That's a tough one. I don't know. Dr. Mina might know. Or just a listener might know. In fact, Dr. Mina's Pouch of Douglas.
Pouch?
Pouch.
Now I'm anxious to know what that means. Had to come out in the show somehow.
The Pouch of Douglas.
Right. Oh, it is a medical term.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's the, what's it?
What we is, don't want to know?
No.
Oh, is it a...
Should I have not said that?
Well,
is it like Amish oil change, something like that?
No.
Google
it's
that.
It's not an act. It's just, it's anatomy.
Where's your pouch?
Oh, well, then let's
go. Well, you
go
don't
there.
Have one.
Let me show you.
Oh, it's for chicks.
Oh.
The recto-uterine pouch. Also
your rectum.
As the pouch of Douglas, is the extension of the peritoneal.
That's your taint.
Yeah, cavity. Between the rectum and the posterior wall of the uterus in the female body.
I will not be reading that one again.
Okay.
And I apologize
but
to the doctor.
The guy looked into it.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. I apologize to the doctor.
Last
I won't
night.
Be reading that again. Drunk girl at a party gets a hit, as does Duggar family tickle time.
Yeah.
But
that's good. I can play no for both those, by the way.
Yeah.
Duggar family tickle time. That's right. The older brother was a weirdo.
Oh, that's right.
Still is.
Not all fun and games.
That Duggar family tickle time.
Yeah. Well, anybody banging out 20-some kids is a weirdo, but he's a special weirdo.
Well, he was the oldest who did stuff to his younger sisters.
Yeah, this is one of the kids.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't let the whole family off the hook for being
weirdos.
I'm not.
The whole family's a bunch of freaks.
Yeah.
Well, Dad just likes to smash.
Right.
He's smashing for Jesus.
He's wearing that uterus out. Holy
all
crap.
The time.
What do they have, 20 kids now?
22?
Yeah.
21, 22?
She was pregnant at the end.
No idea.
Her pouch at Douglas is beat up.
Oh, yeah. I want to see her 10-year challenge. Show that thing after 22 kids. A 22-kid challenge.
That's no pouch. That's a 19. Punching bag.
It's only 19.
19. Were they all born out the vagina?
It's the pouch of Buster Douglas.
That's a punching bag.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're freaks.
And it is a 10-9 breakdown. It's right almost boys and girls.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Doesn't swing one way or the other.
Yep.
Well,
I'll guarantee it swings.
If it
swings low.
An odd number, it swings one way.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's not like 14
right,
boys and five girls.
It's not totally skewed. It's as close to even as you can get.
Duggar family
with an odd number.
Right.
That guy's wrong. Who came up with that name?
Well, I like the fact that we...
I like the name, though.
Got an anatomy lesson, too. Right. Just the one time.
Yeah, we're not going to get that again.
I hope it took, because that's the only time you're going to get it.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Krispy Kreme has a new book out called Let Me Finish.
Does it show like a meal there?
Yeah.
The Ross Perot story?
No, he's pointing to somebody's fries.
Yeah. Lay off me, I'm starving.
Walking up to somebody's table and pointing at the fries.
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Did you know those jokes were coming? Let me finish my plate before I start talking. Come on. Don't call it let me finish.
He says Jared Kushner hates him and he's the one that got him fired and blah, blah, blah. He calls the people surrounding the president in the White House amateurs, grifters, and weaklings, convicted and unconvicted felons.
And call the president that.
He also explained why the president prefers very long ties.
Cover the gut?
Cover the gut?
No. Because a tie is going to cover the gut anyway.
Yeah, true.
Not if it's not long enough.
Yeah.
His are too long.
They are too long.
Right, yeah.
Why does he wear them too long?
Make him look taller?
He finds them slimming.
No.
But they're not. They're not. He's a big boy. He just wears bigger suits, you know. That's the least of my problems with that guy.
Yeah.
How big a Trump is.
I care less.
He's a fat ass.
He could be Taft.
Exactly. Wouldn't matter.
You look at all the political cartoons.
Yeah.
I got his tie going to the floor.
They do.
So that's why he wears a really long tie. So the cartoonists have something to exaggerate.
Besides his jowls.
So I was reading a piece the other day. Did you know there are no editorial cartoonists at the major papers in Texas? Like Houston, Dallas.
Because if they take either side, people freak out, or why? Or just because they don't want to pay them? I think they're unnecessary.
I'm sure it's because they don't want to pay them.
Yeah. Well, newspapers are dying, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they move the needle for as far as advertising money goes?
Nope.
I doubt it.
Nope.
I think there was a time that people would buy the paper for the editorial cartoonist.
It's called online now.
Yeah.
Well, you can get them online. Same thing for like a good sports columnist. That would move newspapers.
I think sports columnists are the only thing that moves some needles still to this day. I mean, I think that because it's at least somebody's opinion, you like it or not. But it's cartoons, yeah. Like, eh. Most of them are feel-good cartoons, too. Like, oh, there's an angel in the sky.
I'm a bit of a geek.
Everybody's happy.
And I have a few favorite editorial cartoonists. And I probably would have, you know, if I'd lived there, I would buy that paper on a daily basis just for that editorial cartoonist.
You wouldn't have saved them. Yep.
But it was a piece about there was an editorial cartoonist in Texas. He's the most liberal editorial cartoonist in Texas, and he works in the small town of Marfa, Texas.
Yeah, well, that's that hippie town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get away with it there.
Yeah.
Old cattle town turned hippie town. And he's like one of the only ones, and I think it's just like a weekly paper.
But Dad, you're not the coach. Jesus, that's a funny cartoon. That's what I'd read that. Put that in your editorial cartoon. See the letters pour in. See, look, imagine our rag show in that cartoon. The rag here.
Mm, no.
Dad, you're not the coach. It's Jesus yelling at God.
He's my Facebook friend. I could shoot him a message.
Yeah.
Make a crude drawing.
Yeah. No, it's out there. I read the cartoon.
It's out there.
That's where I read it. I didn't make that joke up.
So he'd just be ripping it off.
Exactly, you know? Right.
Today is the day that most people give up on their New Year's resolutions.
They last till the 17th?
Yeah. Strava, a social network that tracks athletes, examined millions of online posts and found January 17th is the day that most people slip back into their old ways.
Go back to the gym on the 18th then? It's empty?
If you can keep it up through today, there is a 40% chance that you will keep it up for at least another 5 months.
See, I go at 2-3 in the afternoon, so...
It's not all about losing weight, though. There are other people, like, drinking, smoking, obviously.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Yeah. But a lot of people go to the gym.
They do.
Well, that's there's a bunch of memes out there.
Number one is get in shape.
Right.
But like I said, I see the same amount of people at the gym that I did, say, a month ago. Because of the time I go.
The other day, see, I'm there in the middle of the afternoon, too, and the other day it was double.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy it's busy packed. At it's 2 more. O'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I mean, like, noticeably, like, I'm going, damn.
Well, it's today, some of those will stop today.
Well, let's hope. Yeah.
Man, I drove through a gym parking lot yesterday just to get from one place to another real quick. Yeah. I couldn't believe all the cars in action.
it is kind of funny.
Yeah. Like, man.
Yeah.
Sales of medical marijuana began yesterday in Ohio. They had 4 stores.
Zumach, he's moving back to L.A. now, but he spent a lot of time in Cleveland from that area. I want to ask him about the details of that. 4 in the whole state right now?
Yeah.
Where are they? In the cities, at least? There's only 4.
Well, think of the 2 lines in there. Wintersville, 1 in Canton, and 1 in Sandusky.
But it's recreational?
No.
Oh, it's medical. It's medical. That's why. That's right, yeah.
They were selling a tenth of an ounce.
That's an odd increment.
That's why I was confused a couple minutes ago, because I was trying to come up with what that would be in regular weed sales.
Oh, like slightly less than an eighth. Eighth is your common.
But this is medical marijuana, right?
Yes, but an eighth and a tenth is still the same
right
thing as it was before.
I heard the Attorney General of the state we live in say it's not going on the ballot because he sees no benefit in it.
Oh.
Benefit?
As long as...
Yeah he's obviously really looked into it.
Right. He obviously has been checking in with doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Medical people.
I said that earlier.
And he knows better.
I know 2 weed enthusiasts that probably voted for Ricketts. I said, they didn't know those details about his... I said, he doesn't want it. Never going to happen with him. Oh, that sucks. Well, then don't vote for him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's an R there, isn't there?
Thank you. I don't get you people. I don't get you people.
That means really likes what I like.
Right. But he doesn't.
Don't bother me with details.
I know. Yeah.
The R says he really likes what I like.
Well,
I
can't believe he's our governor. I really can't, man. It's
don't
crazy.
Expect me to be.
It's the second term. He's such a dumbass.
Voting for a Democrat now,
well,
do you?
Well, no. He's getting stuff going for himself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And his family's business.
Oh, yeah, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, they're struggling.
Right.
Yeah. I'll go to hell if I vote for a Democrat.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to Cubs games anymore. Yeah.
So in Ohio, for the time being, before the prices go down, which they expect them to, for a tenth of an ounce, You are that's $40 to $60.
What a douchebag.
No.
Sorry, Craig. I just
that's a lot.
When people lie,
$40 to $60 for a tenth of an ounce is a lot.
Nah, Jesus, man. That's not compatible with budget.
Exactly. You got to go to the.
You guys are talking good and recreational. These guys are wanting it for medical reasons.
But they're still going. I mean, they could still go to the same dude.
Hold on. Don't classify us as purely recreational
there
users.
There is some medicinal in there as well.
Hold on.
Well, I understand. It makes you feel good. That's medicinal to me. I get it.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
You understand it's the same weed.
Right.
I know.
Right.
But once again, I am
the same
not...
weed they sell in a recreational dispensary is the same weed they sell in the medicinal dispensary.
All ripping
it's not
off.
Like they add special medicine to the weed or anything. The weed in and of itself is the medicine.
I get they're ripping people off, but you know what? All these states are finally doing something, and we're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania has medical. Now they're looking to do recreational. That's what happens next in these medical areas.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. It should be a slippery slope right to legalization. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, with the exception of two big cities, is not that liberal. Believe me, I'm from there. And if they do recreational, are you kidding me? We're sitting on our ass here in Nebraska not doing anything?
Well, yeah.
Not even medical?
No. We don't need it.
It's a good life, right?
Kansas? We don't need it
where there's a bar on every frickin' corner? Well, thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. And everybody in the state's an alcoholic?
I honestly think...
I appreciate that, too.
Right. The middle of the country will get on board after the South.
I think so, too.
The middle of the country is going to be the last place to adopt this.
Right. Well, this part. Iowa's already got medical.
Even further up north.
I think
North Dakota's going to beat a lot of middle-of-the-country states because they have the medicinal already.
Already, right.
And they were 60-40 when they went recreational in the last election.
Right.
But no, Ohio's doing it all wrong. The people that are happy there are
the people making the money, right.
Are the black market guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you can go to the black
market. That's what's going to happen. They're going to see the black market's taken over. They're going to go, we have to expand this. We have to lower our prices, expand it.
Yeah. No, I think most people in that position.
Well, let's get the zoom up when he's here.
Right. Just have their head up their ass. They don't know nothing. They don't ask you any questions.
No.
These are just government people who know nothing about weed.
Right. And they joke about it to this day.
Yeah.
Well, I've never tried it. And they all laugh.
Well, put
as they're drinking their whiskey.
What's your plan? Oh, we're going to put a store in Canton.
Yeah.
You can put any stores in your bigger cities. You know, you have three huge cities in the state of Ohio. You thought about putting one there? Idiots.
I don't have one that short.
Yes, you do.
A little sports with Petey coming up. Chad Zubak, Ohio native. Might have something to say about what's happening there.
Yeah, well, he's got a guy.
Yeah, he does have a guy. Yeah, he still might know more.
He doesn't have to buy it by the tenth of an ounce.
And, Diamond Dallas Page later on also.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.